there was a letter sent from Antasca to the council with regard to this this small business that wanted to expand and double their workforce. These people are on the route to the Atlantic Way, and they were actually working from their kitchen and from their hallway packing their produce. So it had struck a chord with me back when, you know, when it happened first. I saw it on the news and thought, this is crazy. So when we had our environment meeting in Lifford, I requested via motion that Antasca could come, you know, to visit the Environment Committee so as we could talk about, you know, what the protocol is and how it works, and, you know, to try to get an understanding as to why they would do something like this, considering we have Fáilte Ireland promoting the Wild Atlantic Way, Donegal County Council promoting the Wild Atlantic Way, and then all of a sudden six extra cars are a problem on the same road. So it just didn't make sense. Now, to clarify that, Donal, when Antasca did arrive at the meeting yesterday, they themselves were quite concerned about that, because the complainant that made the complaint about the company went directly to Antasca in Dublin and not to Antasca in Donegal. So they didn't hear about it in Donegal themselves until it was printed in the paper. So they felt, I suppose, annoyed about that, and stated that clearly yesterday at the meeting.
There has been a perception that many complaints actually come from people that don't live in the area that's being complained about. The fact that this complaint went straight to Dublin would suggest that might be the case in this instance.
Yes, it does seem to be. And I asked them that question yesterday, you know, is it the case that a member of Antasca, or even, you know, not a member of Antasca, could say perhaps they just had a spite into somebody or something that they could call up and make a complaint and then it would be investigated. And in fact, that could not be ruled out, that is a possibility. So therefore, you know, it's something that needs to be seriously investigated. And when Antasca receive a complaint, they really should come on site. They really need to visit and, you know, not sit behind a desk in Dublin or wherever it may be. They need to get down and they need to speak to the local councillors to see. I know it's a planning issue. They do stick to the planning guidelines. They do not have the authority to say yay or nay to a planning application, but they certainly, when they put in an observation, the council must sit up and listen. And a lot of times, unfortunately, it causes an application to fail.
Your belief then is that there needs to be more work locally, perhaps more consultation locally between Antasca and the council. And were that to happen, you seem to be suggesting that a lot of these difficulties, a lot of these issues could in fact be avoided.
I think they certainly could, yeah. I mean, I'm getting that from a lot of the councillors that were at the meeting yesterday, and indeed from Antasca themselves. And they were quite willing, you know, to meet with us again, to come to our municipal districts, you know, to have that conversation with us. And I think perhaps that's one of the biggest problems, and it is this perception that Antasca are out there to stop everything from happening, which would have been my perception also. And I do know of another family who did come to want to build a house on their own, you know, their own plot of land, a young family to settle down in a rural area, and because there was a stream running through the site, they were told that no, that they couldn't because of some wildlife or whatever, and that wasn't going to happen, so they ended up having to emigrate. And, you know, we're trying to promote rural Ireland, we're trying to get our people back home, and we have these letters coming in from people that, you know, is putting people off settling in rural Ireland, and that has to stop.